Pull up a cup of coffee and let's get this party started.
We're the Uplines you didn't know you needed, but now you have.
This is the podcast for women who are building a direct sales business but want to do it the right way.
Melanie has a decade of experience in direct sales. She's earned the top in industry 4 years in a row and has grown a multi-million dollar organization. She gives a no BS approach to leadership, recruitment, and organization.
And my bestie Katie has you covered with the rest. From the relationships, the do's and don'ts of branding, her content has been viewed by millions. She doesn't just talk the talk, but she teaches people how to create an intentional brand too.
All right, let's get this party started. Well, hey everyone, it is Kelly. Is it Katie and Melody together? Hey everyone, let me try that again. It is Katie and Melody of the Direct Sales Done Right podcast. I guess we could be Kelly. Kelly of the Direct Sales Done Right podcast.
I think it's Kelly Ripa from the morning show.
I never thought of Katie and Melody together as Kelly, but that's what we're going to go with. Good morning. This is my first cup of coffee, so that's what I'm going to blame for this as well. Well, hey everyone, we are so excited to have you join us for the Direct Sales Done Right podcast this week. And we're going to be talking about really how to increase your sales. Mm-hmm. We're going to get right down to business today, I'm pretty sure.
Looking at you because your eyebrows look fabulous.
Oh, well, thank you. I had an eyebrow appointment.
I know.
Very glossy right now.
So it looks like fresh and bright and you are ready to roll. It's going to be a good day, you guys.
It is going to be a good day. And if you're listening, you can head over to YouTube where you can see my eyebrows in real time. So, all right, you guys. Well, this week we want to give a shout out to our listener of the week. And to be a listener of the week, it's really easy. Mm-hmm. You just tag us on social media. You can tag Chic Influencer or Direct Sales Done Right podcast and just let us know you're listening.
Yeah.
Give us a little shout out on Instagram. That's where we hang out. But what's cool is when you tag us, you are actually automatically entered to win a chance for Melanie or myself to give you a mini coaching session,
yes,
which is super fun. So this week, our winner is Emily Rubblekey, I think is how you say it. And congratulations, Emily. Just hit us up on Instagram. Let us know you won. And we are going to be mentoring you through one of the struggles you might be having in your business right now. All right. So today we are going to talk about seeing an increase in our sales, how to do it, some very practical tips. But how many of you right now feel like you're kind of at a standstill with your sales? Like you know that you could increase it, but you're not quite sure how to get to that next level. Does anyone feel that? Is anyone in that season of struggle?
Yeah.
And I imagine on the other side, right now, you are sitting there either shaking your head while you're driving down the highway or your kiddos are playing and you're like, oh, yes, I absolutely need this. Well, today, that is what we are going to be diving into. So, Melanie, before we kick this off, what do you think is one of the biggest struggles that people have when it comes to actually bumping up their sales? So maybe they see they're kind of stagnant. They have about the same every single month. Or it wavers a little bit, but they never really get to that next jump.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
Well, through our academy, which is our foundational course, everybody that comes into that academy gets access to our membership community. And that community is where we do the daily accountability. And so over the past month, as I have been in there and really checking in with our members every single day, and I make them drop their trackers, and then I go in and I comment on their trackers, I look at their invites, and there's this trend that starts to happen throughout the month. I notice that some people start off strong and then they are gone. They just stop dropping their trackers. I notice that people will check the box for social media, they'll check the box for stories, but they will never check the box for invites, and they'll even connect and add followers. So I noticed I started to put together this disconnect. I started to notice people saying no new customers every single day, but then I would look at their trackers and they were posting, they were doing stories, and they were inviting.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, there's this disconnect between obviously it's either the conversations they're having, they're jumping to the sale too quick, or it's their social media content isn't actually backing up the invites that they're having. So it's all last month, I was trying to sort of figure out what it is.
Yeah.
And I was asking these questions. And when I did this live inside of the community, where I was like, all right, I think this is why you guys aren't actually signing people up.
Right.
I think that, yes, you're inviting, but your social media content actually isn't getting people to say, she's the expert I want to partner with, or, ooh, she's helped other people, or I have that same problem and I see her as somebody that can help me. And so I started to uncover that. And that really, I think, is the reason why people aren't seeing that increase. They kind of like burn through their warm market and then they get stuck.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I've used this analogy before when I was in direct sales and I was leading a team, and it is so spot on. If you remember English class back mm-hmm. in the day, you would have to do what's called a research paper.
Yes,
and
I
your
do remember
research
that.
Paper, the entire part, the entire point of the research paper was to prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
And that was called your thesis statement. So your thesis statement would say something like, Marie Antoinette was this, this, and this. Like mm-hmm. you, and then in your paper, you would say, okay, this is point A, this is point B, this is point C. But the whole point of it is to prove it. Mm-hmm. So when you are marketing something, your content needs to prove that marketing point.
Yes.
So you're always thinking to yourself, am I proving on social media? Am I backing it up with text evidence that I am going to help them solve a problem, that I am going to help them live a desired life? Whatever it is that you're specifically marketing for. Your social media has to be the text evidence that proves it.
It does. And when we review people's social media that are in our academy, the one thing we notice is, yes, they're checking off the box that they did social content, but it's usually something that's engaging or a funny mom reel or a meme or a quote, or it's really documentation. Like, look at me, I did a workout today, but there really is no like substance. They're not really, they're not proving the thesis at all.
Yeah.
And so that really is a big problem.
Yeah. And I'll give one little hazard that I see a lot of people doing right now, and they're not even realizing it. You might create an engaging piece of content and maybe it's trending. So everybody else is kind of doing the same thing. Well, what you've done is you've created sort of this echo chamber where people are like swipe, swipe. And then they say, well, Katie, in my caption, I marketed, or in my caption, I hit a pain point. Well, if you're not giving people a reason to read the caption, just a quick scroll.
Yeah.
And even so, I don't know if you've noticed this too. I've noticed that shares and saves are people more engaged than actually just liking. A like is super quick. It's to the point. Yep. And a lot of times it's a scroll on. If it's a funny meme, if it's something cute.
Yeah.
If you're actually getting people to comment or to share or to save, there's a higher likelihood that they're actually stopping and looking at your content long enough to enjoy it.
Yes.
So I just kind of want to remind you of that point too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think those are all good points. So for you listeners, maybe take a quick second and pause, go look at your social, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, both, and really ask yourself, if I were to go back over the last 2 weeks and ask yourself over the last 2 weeks, what was I promoting? Was it the product or was it the opportunity? What was the thesis statement that I was trying to prove? Does your content actually prove that? And so if you look at it and you go, maybe once a week I did, and then all the other times of the week were just randomness to fill up the gap and check off a box. Or if you look at your stories and you were just documenting your day versus proving your thesis with specific content, that really is an indicator of why you missed the mark on your goal. And that's not the only thing, but it's one big thing. And so we really want to walk you through the process we teach, the process I shared inside of our community with our members to help them make that connection to really close the sales.
All right.
And it was cool. We actually had a handful of women that commented at the end of the month that they surpassed their sales. They doubled their income. They had more signups than ever. So it was really cool to see it like all come together.
Right. I love it. Okay. I love it. All right. Well, let's dive into a couple of the strategies that we have. So I'll let you kick it off with a couple of your thoughts, and then I'll just kind of interject.
All right. So I'm going to give you an example because I think examples allow you to visualize it. So one of the things that we did was we said, all right, I walked them through an example. I'm like, all right, if you're trying to make sales, and we're going to say we're working on getting customers, and I'm mentoring a woman who is in the health business. Her company sells supplements for health and wellness. And so she wanted to run a group where you had to buy a specific package in order to join. And I said, all right, what's going to be the start date of that group? So one of the first things before you just start marketing, you first have to say to yourself, what are the details? And back in the day, I used to just open up a Google Doc and I would write the name of my group at the top. And for this specific example, we said, Nurtured by Faith, Empowering Moms with Clean Eating. And so if that's going to be the name of my group, I'm going to write that at the top of my Google Doc. And then I'm actually going to put the description of my group in there. I'm going to sit there and type it out as if I was like talking to somebody else and telling them what the group is all about. So, and even just myself, like, what am I excited about? So here's what I wrote in there. I'm excited to help women in their 40s feel more confident in their own bodies. During this 30-day group, I will be helping each woman choose a workout program and a nutrition plan that meets their needs. I'll be providing simple, easy to follow meal plans that will help women feel empowered versus overwhelmed with their choices. The recipes will be simple and ones the whole family will love. And then I put in there points that we will address: mom guilt through scripture, creating time for movement daily, healthy alternatives to manage stress, accountability to your own goals, and faith-based approach to fitness. And then I have a start date, and then the number of people I want to get signed up. So I wrote all of this content out so that I, as the marketer, would have clarity on not the features and benefits of the product. I wasn't listing how many servings of supplements they were getting and what the ingredients were. I was listing out what I was bringing to the table.
Okay.
And I needed to have that clear first before I created marketing content.
I probably would even take it one step further, and I would actually say, okay, what are the internal and the external problems that I can resolve for somebody? So,
ever hear that well-meaning direct sales advice that goes a little something like, invite, invite, invite? So you invite your family, you invite your friends, and you invite your dirt list, meaning everyone you have ever met in your entire life. Then you basically run out of people to invite, or they never say yes, or they just ignore you altogether. So you start posting and posting and posting, hoping that somebody finds your content and sees you as a solution. Listen, I get it. My name is Katie Ersta. I am the creator of the Direct Sales Done Right Academy, and I have 11 years of personal experience in the direct sales space. So I decided to write a book about it. But here's the thing. Your invites probably aren't working because people don't really understand what you're inviting to or why they need what you're inviting to. I'll let you in on a little secret. You're probably speaking a lot of facts instead of speaking to the problem that they're experiencing or the desire that they really have. In other words, they need to know what's in it for them. When you figure out how to speak to your ideal clients' problems and desires, that's when your invitations begin to feel really, really natural. I teach all about this in my new book, Direct Sales Done Right.
Internal are the ones that they don't even necessarily recognize a surface level problem. So external would be something like, these moms really want to lose 5 pounds, or they want to take off the baby weight, or they really want to feel good in their own skin, but they don't necessarily want to show it off. Like, they're a little bit more humble about it. And then the internal would be like, well, why? Like, why are they struggling with the 5 pounds? Why are they wanting to lose that 5 pounds?
Yeah.
And being very specific and really not just designing an avatar, but really thinking about what you bring to the table, how you're resolving a problem, and how their life is going to be better because you impacted it in some way. So I really do go into detail with, sure, the structure of what the group is going to entail, how I'm going to support them, but ultimately, why is somebody going to be better off because I helped guide
them? And internal, I always think about when I look in the mirror. Maybe when you started, before you began using the products with your company, did you look in the mirror and go, gosh, how did I let myself go? Or Melanie, you're such a disappointment. You know, used to be in such great shape. What happened to you? Or, you know, like, why can't you control your, like, those are internal narratives that people think about. Those are powerful to use when it comes to your content too, right?
So now that we have it all modeled out, we know exactly when our start date is going to be. Here's what we see most people do. I did a post about it. Why isn't anyone knocking down my door? Or I did a post about it and I put it in my stories the next day and the next day and the next day. But why isn't anybody knocking down the door? Why isn't anybody wanting more information? And it's because we've really stopped focusing on addressing the problem or the desire that somebody has in our content. We aren't backing it up with the text evidence that we address.
Yeah. And you really need to say to yourself, it takes about 7 days. Really 3-4 days for momentum to start to pick up. And then about by day 10, you really are, people are signing up. So anytime we train, we really say, all right, what is your start date? When do people need to order by? I want you to back it up 7 to 10 days. That's when you need to begin your marketing. So this really helps you with your planning. So now on the day one, you say, all right, today's day one of 7 or day one of 10, however long your marketing flow is going to be. This needs to be your call to action. This is your bold introducing the opportunity, because again, we're business owners. We can't skirt around the fact that we have this faith-based clean eating group that we're doing. We need to come right out and tell people, because we're about to prove why that this is the best way to solve their problem over the next 7 to 10 days. So an example would be like, hey, mama, I see you. It's the middle of summer. You've been mom and hard. You might be hanging on by a thread. I know I am. You're keeping busy, so busy. You are so busy keeping the peace that there isn't much energy left to take care of yourself. You find yourself sliding into bad habits, making choices based on convenience over what supports you to feel your best. You find yourself short, irritable, and extra tired. You know you need to make some changes, but you don't know where to start. And then I say, I see you, because I've been there before. I've learned the key to keeping my sanity and my health is at the same time, even in this busy summer season. I know you don't have a lot of time and I wanna honor that, but I also know that when a mom takes care of herself, it takes care of the family too. So I wanna invite you to join my Nurtured by Faith community, where I'll be kicking off a 30-day support group to help you create simple habits that support your busy mom life. It starts on the 31st. Are you interested? Comment details below or private message me and I will share the scoop. So now I've opened the doors. I've literally put it out there. I've addressed that there's a problem. I had my ideal client in mind as I'm sitting there in front of the computer. I'm thinking about, I'm exhausted. It's August and I'm hanging on by a thread. I have healthy habits. I know what my audience is. So I'm making that sort of stake in the ground and claiming it. Mm-hmm. And your image that kind of goes along with it, it can be a few things. It should be if you personally have a physical transformation with the product, that's usually the best way to catch somebody's attention. You want to stay away from like just a motivational quote or a stock photo or something from your company. And if you don't, it could be some people that you have helped along the way.
All right. So along those lines, there's a couple things we can do to back it up with text. Mm-hmm. So now that you've put your direct call to action, you've invited people,
yep,
and you're sitting there going, all right, I've had them write details. Where are the people? Why are they not commenting? Well, now we have to back it up.
For sure.
So you put it on there, then in your stories, every single day, this should be our focus. Mm-hmm. We don't want too many things happening. We don't want to market a lot of different things. And I feel like that's another topic for another day,
right?
Is confusing your audience, but we're going to market it in our stories as well. Then we have to use our social media to really hit some of the points that we addressed in the post. So I want to go back to the post. I actually want to think about what you said. There are a couple things that you mentioned. You mentioned healthy families. Those are keywords that you said. You mentioned faith in there, which is big. Let me go back. You said hanging on by a thread. You said things like bad habits. You said things like keeping my sanity. Well, I'm going to look at keeping my sanity. Okay. Keeping my sanity. I could create a funny meme or a funny reel that is all about keeping my sanity.
Mm-hmm.
That could be an engagement piece of content.
Absolutely.
That I create, but it also still addresses a problem that my current ideal client is having. I could do the same thing with hanging on by a thread, right? Mm-hmm. Because I know that that addresses a problem that my ideal client is having. The other thing that I might note is you said you're ready to make some changes, healthy moms. Maybe I'm going to do a brand awareness piece of content where I say, my name is Katie. I've been able to lose X amount of pounds by using, by focusing on very simple habits and still honoring my faith or whatever it might be. And then you give a tip or a strategy to really help people create simple habits that keep them healthy.
Right.
So that would be a brand awareness piece of content. So do you see how I'm taking the problem that somebody might have within the content of post one and saying, how can I branch this out to prove it?
Yeah.
How can I create more text evidence?
Yep. And also, too, you want to position yourself as an expert. So you want to make sure that when you are talking about a specific product or a group that you want people to join, people want to know that you have helped other people see results too. So one of the things that is part of that 7 to 10 day marketing is actually pulling testimonials. So going into your current customer group or even the company as a whole and actually sharing stories, but being really specific about the stories that we're choosing. We're actually choosing other women that are in their 40s that have kids, that also talk about their busy mom life and how they've been able to make these simple changes and what their results were because of it. That's a simple swipe. That's something you can add in your stories. But it's all, and then it's important. What I find is that people will just share people's transformations in their stories and they don't put a call to action. And then it's like, great, all these people changed. On each of those stories, there needs to be a call to action, like a slider button that says like, send me more information, or I need this so bad, send me the details as a poll, or a question box that says, drop your email for more information. So it's really taking it that step further and saying, I'm positioning myself as an expert. Mm-hmm. These are the other people I've helped, and here is your way you can do it mm-hmm. too.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm trying to think. So you're going to do that for literally the next 7 to 10 days.
Yeah.
Gonna feel like a lot.
It does, but it's actually not that complicated. Mm-mm. If you really just think about who is on the other side of the screen that gets to benefit from what I have to offer.
Yeah.
I also want to add, you mentioned testimonials. I'm really big on case studies. I find them to be highly effective. We did do a podcast episode on case studies, which mm-hmm. was phenomenal, where it walks you through what it looks like, how to do it. But what I love about them most is it positions you as somebody who can guide somebody else to see success.
Right.
So
right.
I do highly recommend you take a listen to that episode. We'll put it in the show notes.
That's a good one. Yes. And so if you look over the next 7 to 10 days, we're talking about all the things that we mentioned. We're sharing testimonials, we're breaking beliefs. As you're having conversations with people, you're addressing those concerns in content. You're going to hear a lot of times people are going to say, I don't want to spend the money, or I failed in the past. How will this time be different? So we're addressing those concerns.
Right.
As we go into the weekend, we're also showing people a little bit of how we handle the busy life. So tips for a healthy weekend. You know, I know poor Katie is in a season where hockey is like in full tilt and there's just not a lot of time. So like if this was Katie's group that she was running, it would clearly be something about, I've got 20 million games going on. How do I keep myself accountable? How do I honor the goals that I've set for myself? And it could be like the simple things that she's throwing in her bag that she's taken out the door, right? And nothing over the top, super complicated. Also just sort of like, if you say you're going to give people meal plans, maybe one of the things that you do on Sunday is you actually do a clip where you show how you meal plan, but you don't give the meal plan. You just sort of like explain the steps, but you don't go into detail about it too. Mm-hmm. So again, with every piece of content you put out there, as you're inviting, it's now backing it up. Your invites, they're seeing your social. They're seeing how you're helping other people. They're seeing your healthy life. And it's really helping to get rid of a lot of those objections. Because when people come to your page, they need to know you're open for business and you have a service that you can offer to them.
Yep. Very true.
I love it. And it works.
Yeah.
It really does work. And I find that you have to trust the process. One of the things that Katie and I said on a free class that we taught just a week ago was about you're not an influencer, you're not an affiliate marketer, you are a direct seller. And direct sellers have to show up on social media differently.
Yeah.
It's not about the vanity metrics. It's not about the likes, the comments, right? It is truly about, is my content helping me to make sales?
Yeah. It's so true. That was like a truth bomb that maybe people went, ooh, what do you mean by that? Yeah, but yes, you do. You have to show up differently.
You do. So, like a little bonus tip there is, as I'm going through this 7 to 10 days, I am looking at who is liking my posts. And I am messaging those people because a lot of times the people that like it, those are the people that are interested, but maybe haven't reached out. Yeah. I'm looking at who's viewing my stories and I'm inviting. So my content should be allowing me to expand the people that I know are actually interested.
Great tip.
Good stuff.
All right, you guys. Well, truth bomb of the day. You have to back up your marketing with some text evidence. And so you guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Direct Sales Done Right podcast. Hey, if you loved this episode, let us know. Drop a review. It helps other people find us on Instagram. It helps other people find us on Spotify and on iTunes, SoundCloud, all that good stuff. So you guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right, so if you loved today's episode, make sure you head over to wherever you listened to the episode today and leave us a rating and review. And also, take a little screenshot and tag us on Chic Influencer. We'll feature you in our stories. Plus, we'd love to get your feedback and hear from our listeners. Yep.
Until next week, let's make chic happen.